All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. This is your boy Jake Carter, coming at you live well, not really live. It's a podcast, but you get the idea. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us, regardless of whether you're crushing it on the court or just trying to conquer your inbox. Time management. Ever feel like there aren't enough hours in the day? Like you're constantly running around playing catch-up? Yeah, me too. But trust me, with a few smart strategies, we can all level up our time game and actually start enjoying those precious 24 hours. So, how do we become masters of our time instead of just slaves to the clock? Let's break it down. First off, we got to ditch that I'll get to it later mentality. We've all been there putting things off until the last minute, then scrambling like chickens with their heads cut off. Spoiler alert. That never ends well. It creates stress, messes up your priorities, and seriously impacts your performance. You know that feeling when you're staring at a deadline, heart racing, wishing you had started earlier? Yes, let's avoid that. Next, we need to prioritize like champions. This means identifying the big rocks, those essential tasks that truly move the needle in your life. Think about your goals, both short-term and long-term. Then, schedule time for those crucial activities first. Stuff that's important gets done before you get bogged down by smaller distractions. Now, let's talk about efficiency, because sometimes, even with a good plan, things can get messy. That's where those hacks come in handy. Learn to batch similar tasks together, reply to emails all at once, make phone calls back to back, that kind of thing. It saves you from constantly switching gears and keeps your brain focused. And don't underestimate the power of saying no. You can't be everything to everyone. Be selective about what you commit to, so you have time for the things that truly matter. And speaking of focusing, let's talk distractions, those sneaky little devils that suck away your precious time and energy. Put your phone on silent, or better yet, leave it in another room, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and maybe even wear noise-cancelling headphones if you need to create a focus zone. Remember, every minute we spend distracted is a minute we can't get back. Finally, remember to take breaks. Seriously. You wouldn't run a marathon without stopping for water and rest, would you? Your brain needs downtime too. Get up, move around, stretch, listen to a song, whatever helps you recharge and come back refreshed. Okay, so picture this. It's Monday morning, 7 a.m. alarm clock screaming in your ear. You hit snooze 5 times, no judgment here, then stumble out of bed feeling like you're already running behind. Suddenly, your inbox is exploding with emails, your phone is buzzing with notifications, and your to-do list seems a mile long. Sound familiar? This is where those time management strategies we just talked about come in handy. Instead of panicking, take a deep breath, remember your priorities, and start tackling your day one task at a time. Maybe schedule 30 minutes for focused email replies, then allocate an hour to work on that most important project. Remember to take short breaks throughout the day, and before you know it, Monday won't seem so daunting after all. Listen, folks, mastering time management isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices, prioritizing what matters, and finding systems that work for you. It takes practice and a little self-awareness, but trust me, the rewards are huge. When you have control over your time, you gain control over your life. So, go out there, make a plan, crush those goals, and remember, every second counts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Athlete's Edge. And share this with a friend who could use a little time management boost. Let's help each other level up. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.